The experience of the Reverend C.C. Wambi of Marlcombe Hill is scarcely unique in the annals of the strange and the incredible. In fact, what is impressive is the number of times which similar experiences have occurred, and we can only regard them, in view of their frequency, as proof that science still has much to explain.
It was the Reverend Wambi's custom to stroll from 6 to 7 each evening across the downs that skirted Marlcombe Hill. It had been his intention on this particular summer evening in the year 1874 to prepare his next sermon as he walked. But scarcely had he started out when he realized that he had overlooked another highly important duty.
August it is. Then August 22nd is just the day after tomorrow. Well, now how could I have forgotten good old Wingate's birthday?
This would have been the first time in more than 30 years that the Reverend Wambi had failed to remember the birthday of that friend of his childhood, Dr. Bartley Wingate. In a moment, his sermon was forgotten, and he was absorbed in the task of composing his congratulatory message.
You, my dear Wingate, are one of the few men in London, indeed in the whole world, who really should be congratulated on reaching your age. A view, one says. Lucky Wingate. He's only 68. I think he'll like that.
I doubt if he will, Reverend. Why waste your time writing to a dead man?
The voice that spoke these strange, sinister words could not have been more than 2 feet away. And yet there was no one near him. There was not even a tree within 20 yards behind which a man might hide.
I must have imagined it. Let me see now. Where was I? Oh, yes. Lucky Wingate. He's only 68.
Dead men don't read letters.
This time, the Reverend Wambi did not pause to investigate. Instead, he turned his footsteps hurriedly toward home. That night, after dinner, he finished the letter and posted it without further interruption. But during the remainder of the week, he thought of the strange occurrence frequently. And then, on the following Saturday, there was an envelope in the mailbox, bearing a London postmark and his friend's return address. The Reverend breathed a sigh of relief.
Well, how stupid I was to worry. I was very tired that evening. I probably dreamed the whole affair. Well, let's see what good old Wingate has to say.
Whereupon the Reverend tore open the envelope and removed its contents. It contained another envelope and a small sheet of paper. As the Reverend read the message on the paper, his face grew pale and his eyes widened with horror.
We are returning your letter unopened. We regret to inform you that Dr. Wingate passed quietly away at 6 p.m. on the evening of August 20th.
Yes, at the moment that Reverend Wambi walked across the downs composing his letter, at the moment that he heard the solemn, insistent voice, at that very moment, the life of Dr. Bartley Wingate came to an end. This is only one of the more impressive of the thousands of stories of those who have, by some mysterious intuition, known of the death of someone among their family or friends. And it, like all the others, remains simply a story. Incredible, but true.